So we have here a famous Tosfos that appears at least three places in Shas. Tosfos says that even though women are not mechuyavos in a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, like shofar or lulav, they can make a bracha when they're mekayim the mitzvah. In other words, a lady is not mechuyav to shake lulav, but if she wants to shake lulav, she can make a bracha. That's the way the Ramah paskins, that's the Minig Ashkenaz. And the Rambam, the Mechaber, holds that a woman can't make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. They can't say Hashem Kedishon v'sosa v'tzivanu. They're not obligated. So even though the Rambam's Maida, there's a Maila, they should do Kena Mitzvah v'aisa, nevertheless, they do not make a bracha. So the Mechaber and the Sfarim don't make a bracha. And Tosfos and Ashkenazim, we do make a bracha, and those are the two menhagim that are well known in Klal Yisrael. What's Tosfos Raya? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef originally thought he's a Suma. He thought that he's ain't a Mitzvah Vaisa, he's greater than a Mitzvah Vaisa. Ah, he can't make a bracha. If he can't make a bracha, why would he think he's greater? So Tosfos must be that even if a Suma is Potter, a Suma could make a bracha. That's Tosfos Raya. Now the difficulty here is to understand what the Geder Hadover is. What does it mean? A lady's not mechuyeves, but she could do the mitzvah and even make a bracha. Well, what does that mean? Let's say I'm a Levi and I have a son who's a Bechar. I'm not mitzvah in Pidyon HaBen. So say, I'll do Pidyon HaBen, Ke'ena Mitzvah V'Aisa. Why can't I do that? I'll do Pidyon HaBen. What's the difference? What's the difference? The lady's not Mechuyavis, and I'm not Mechuyav. Or, I mean, I'm not a Kayiv. The Kayiv's not going to marry a Grusha. So I'll say, I'm not going to marry a Grusha, because, what? I made a Mitzvah. So she's taking a Lulav. No one ever told her to shake a Lulav.
There's still a Mitzvah. There's no Mitzvah at all.
There's a mitzvah of lulav, but not for ladies. A mitzvah of yabem, but not for levim. You understand the difference? I ask you better. Let's say you have a guy who wants to shake a lulav. So I'll give the guy the lulav to shake. I'll shake him a mitzvah of vaisa. What's Lubavitch doing? They give lulavim. Oh, they give only... anybody? No, they give guyim also. No. They ask if you're Jewish. Okay. They only ask those who they're suspicious might not be. So I want to tell you, it's not such a double pashut. The Geder is very not pashut. The language of the Rambam in two places sounds like a guy that does any mitzvah, except the mitzvahs that, like Shabbos, they're not supposed to do, but a guy does any mitzvah, he gets schar keinu mitzvah v'vaisa. That's what it sounds like from the Lashon. The Rambam's Lashon, the noyach sherotza lasais mitzvah, mishar mitzvah hatayra, ein meine noyse lasais kil chasa. The Rambam's Lashon is that if a guy wants to do a mitzvah, any mitzvah it sounds like, ein meine noyse, we don't stop him, he can do any mitzvah. What? Except for Shabbos, because Shabbos is ice. But the Radvaz on the Rambam learns that taka, a guy can do any mitzvah, and he gets schar keinu mitzvah v'vaisa. He gets schar like a lady gets for shaking a lulav. Keinu mitzvah v'vaisa. What's the difference? What? Peturais. But the shayach to it. I agree what you're saying. I'm just telling you that's the Lashon Rambam. It happens to be that Rav Moshe has a very uncharacteristic, a very strong anger against this Radvaz Shita that Goyim could do mitzvahs. I know Rav Moshe talks about it in the Igros Moshe in a few places, in the Dibros Moshe and in the Darash Moshe. He talks about this everywhere. He says Hevel Hu. He says this in Narishkeit. That's what we would think. A guy shaking a lulav, that it's a Narish Azach. But what's the difference? Well, what's the Geder Hadavar? It needs some sort of a beer. Ramesha writes that it's a Narishkeit, that a guy could do a mitzvah, that there is no shaykhis to the mitzvah, and it's not true. He said, unless he's a ger taisha, he becomes a ger taisha. He's a ger taisha, but he's not a ger taisha. Ramesh writes, he make up his mind: either be a ger taisha or be a guy. If you want to be a guy, then the question is: you really need an explanation. If the Torah says a guy doesn't have a mitzvah of lulav, and lahavdol, but a Jewish woman doesn't have a mitzvah, or a blind person, if you hold, doesn't have a mitzvah, why could you do it? What's the mitzvah of Levi doing pidyon haben? I don't hear the difference between a Levi doing pidyon haben and a lady sharing a lulav. What's the difference? And why doesn't a Levi have a shaykhus just like a woman has a shaykhus? What shaykhus does she have? It has to need explanation.
Everyone has the mitzvah. She just has an excuse. That
there's a p'tur. There's a p'tur.
Very good. But it's not chal.
So, like I said, in the Dibris Moshe here, Ramesh, not in his Haris, but in... If someone says he's a mitzvah, that's a very good question. If she says he's a mitzvah, she has a mitzvah. If she has a p'tur, if I assume it's a p'tur and a mitzvah, I don't know. So I'll tell you the what. A guy's not chayiv. A woman has a p'tur, and a levi is also not chayiv. Levi is not chayiv. So saying that by a woman be'etzem the shayich. And maybe that's why Sevit Sivanu. That's together a dove. That's the difference. What? This is there. Needs something of a hesmer. It's a chiddush that was saying, but that's what it sounds like.
Right.
So a lady doesn't need a lulav. Why is a pidyon a ma'aser lulav? I want to separate Trumas and Chutz La'aretz. So I'll do any mitzvah of Eisa. Huh? Separate Truma and Eisus and the Chutz La'aretz. Is that the answer? That's why. So that's what you tell me, Truma. Is that, if I can think of something else that would be like that, it would be. I want to keep Shemitah and Chutz La'aretz. I mean, any mitzvah of Eisa, I'll keep Shemitah and Chutz La'aretz. It must be like you're saying, that by a lady, the word is that she's betzah mechuyev, she has a p'tur of Zman. But Shazam now needs a raya. So you want to shake an apple? It's also good. You shake a lulav, one thing. We play the second song.
No, that's
so you're saying a teretz that's again to pidyon haben specifically, but I could come up with another mitzvah that then you would hold differently. It's I hear. All right, so it must be that somehow Shafet Sivanu. Ramesha writes such a lashon that a woman is shayach to the mitzvah. It's Tovi Yasha, she should do the mitzvah, but it needs a raya. I'll tell you maybe a possible raya. There's a Ran in Masechta Shabbos that talks about if women are mechuyavos in Shalosh Shudas and Suda Shlishis and in Lechem Mishnah. Now, a lot of women, for some reason, assume they're not mechuyev to eat three sudas on Shabbos. Doesn't say anywhere they're mechuyev to eat three sudas on Shabbos. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. But the Ran in Masechta Shabbos says the following. This is Zelushan. This is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Kasa Rabbeinu Tam. The Noshim Chayaveis Begimel Sudais. The Chayim Lebtsoy Al Shteki Kareis. The Chayim in Lechemishna and Shalosh Sudas. Sha'af Hein Hoyu B'nes Haman. But this week's parasha, come on, right? Afin hayu b'nes haman. So the Ran ain't tzayrich. You don't have to say afin hayu b'nes haman. There's a different reason. Shabachol ma'ase Shabbos ishvi isha shavin. All ma'ase Shabbos, a man and a woman are the same. Yafina zach v'shamar. Es sheyeshne b'shmir, eshne b'schira. What do we learn as zach v'shamar? That since a woman is mechuyev in the loisa says of Shabbos, the mechuyev in the loisa says. So there are also mechuyev and kiddush on Shabbos. Mechuyev and kiddush. Zok Toran, mechuyev and kiddush, and mechuyev in Shor Sudas. How did the Ran get this? From where does it come? He says, since we're makish, no malacha, the kiddush, so mechayim and kiddush. And mechayim and kiddush, so chayim and sudash lishis. Why was one thing had to do with the other? You understand? Why, what's the shaykhis? If it rains, you're eating the sukkah. So if it rains, you don't have to shake a lulav. There's no shaykhis. So if you have a hekish, the mechayim and Shabbos. If a hekish, why the mechayim and shalosh sudas? The way we understand is like we're saying, a woman, betzim she's mechuyev a mitzvah, she has a p'tur of zman. When a zman is not a p'tur, so the zman is not a p'tur, the zman of only Shabbos is not a p'tur for noshim. The fact that these mitzvahs are only Shabbos mitzvahs, the zman of Shabbos is not a p'tur for noshim. Period. Not a p'tur at all. So memela, the mechuyevais and shar sudas, the mechuyev in everything, That has to do with the Suda Shabbos. That's the understanding of the Ran, at least I'll see in a minute, that Riki Vega understood, like we're saying, that Noshim is different because they have a Ptur. The Ptur is man, doesn't pattern. The first Tshuva in Rabbi Kiveger, in the Tshuva Sigur Rabbi Kiveger, he says somebody told him that he remembers as a boy that everybody around the table forgot to mention Yom Tif and benching. It's funny, everybody forgot. And they went out to ask a Rav, and he said, you don't have to bench again. They forgot Yalav Yava and Yom Tif and benching. The Rav said, you don't have to bench again. That's what he says. So Rabbi Kiveger writes that you forgot. What you're remembering is not accurate. It happened on Rosh Chodesh. It didn't happen on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you have to bench again. But that itself would not make it to Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says, I want to tell you a Chiddush. Ladies don't have to bench again if they forget Yalav V'Yavei on Yom Tov. Why? Why? Why don't ladies have to bench again? It's not Mechuyev in the Suda. You only have to bench again if you're mechuyev to eat. Rosh Chodesh, not mechuyev to eat, you don't bench again. Yom Tov, you are mechuyev to eat, you bench again. Right, if you forget Ritzei V'Achnitzeinu, in Shabbos, the first two meals, you bench again. So the Shlishis, you don't, if you forget Ritzei, because you're not mechuyev to wash by Sudah Shlishis. If you're mechuyev in the meal, you're mechuyev to repeat. Rabbi Kiveger here writes that women on Yom Tov forget Yalav Yavi, you don't have to bench again. If they forget on Shabbos, Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu, then they do have to bench again. Because since we're saying that the Mechuyev in Shor Sudas, because the Zman of Shabbos is not a Ptor, so Memela, if they forget, they have to bench again. It says there's one Yom Tov Suda that they have to bench again, the Pesach Seder. But the Pesach Seder, since women are Mechuyevis and Matzah, so also they have to bench again. Because once the Mechuyev in the Suda, then they have to bench again. So somebody could argue that Mechuyev in the Suda, not Mechuyev in Yalav Yavai. But it seems that once the Mechuyev in the Suda, so that already is Mechuyev to mention Man Hamura.
But once they did the
what? The women are not mechuyav in sukkah the first night. They're taken not mechuyav, even though we're makishit to Pesach. I don't know why we're not makishit.
If they eat the suda, they get credit, right? The mitzvah, like
if they because eat, they get credit. No, they get the credit for eating. They don't get the
other. Once they fed, no. They got the mitzvah.
No, but they're not. Then I'm still not mechuyav in the meal. You're not mechuyav in the meal. You don't have to bench again. You want them to be mechuyav all the way around. Okay, I guess if you eat kena mitzvah vaisa, so you don't have to bench again. Anyway, this is the nekuda. I think it's something that women are not aware of, that the mechuyav teach suda shlishis, lechabishni by suda shlishis also. And maybe if the men wouldn't be so mezalzel in suda shlishis, the women wouldn't be so mezalzel in it as well. But anyway, this is the chiddush of our taisus. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.